This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you as live as it can be from Honolulu, Hawaii, overlooking Greater Oahu. The lead stories are, did you know Wi-Fi hotspots are tracking your every move? Cord cutting. The next wave is upon us. There's a new proposal in the Senate to jail tech executives who don't protect consumer data. And not surprisingly, the Chinese have been accused of stealing jet engine IP. Kind of not a surprise in this audience. We've talked about this before. I want to welcome you to episode 1324 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, November 1st. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You too can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all the brand new listeners of the show. Thanks for being here. Of course, if you're a longtime listener or viewer, thanks for staying subscribed and being part of our Ohana. It's my pleasure. I got a great show lined up for you tonight. Lots of content. Matter of fact, Kirk dug so much content out, I had to chop some tonight, but lots to go through. But first and foremost, if you're brand new, we want you to take time to get over to geeknewscentral.com. And when you're on the website, get subscribed to the show, either via Apple Podcasts, on Android, via email, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, RSS. No matter where you land on the website, you're going to find a subscribe sidebar right there for you to get hooked up with. And of course, if you come to a specific episode, it'll be right in the player for you to subscribe as well. And of course, we want you to continue to look at all the great content on the website as well, because all the writers over there are doing great jobs putting out of lots of great content. So definitely spend some time. And of course, you can sign up for the newsletter as well. Hey, so you can watch this show real easily on the Apple TV, or you can listen on blueberry.com. You can listen on your smart home device by saying the keyword to launch that device and say, play the podcast, Geek News Central. The show is live at live.geeknewscentral.com on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and on Mixer. And of course, we have an awesome chat room where you can join us. It's at geeknews.chat. It's a great way to get connected with the Ohana. Of course, we have a Slack channel as well. So if you want to join on Slack, you can do that. Just send me an email and let me know that you want to be part of our Slack channel. Of course, my email is geeknews@gmail.com. You getting a drift here? Geeknews. So geeknews@gmail.com is a place for that. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter at geeknews as well. And of course, on Facebook. Now, our partner shows includes the GNC Weekend Review, done by by Kirk, and he's going to have a new episode out for you on Friday. Of course, we got the Gadget Professor, we got the Pro Gear site, we got the new media show, Podcast Legends. All those are linked at the website. Definitely take time to get over there. And of course, you can always pick up Ohana Gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Of course, we want to thank our sponsor. Our sponsor is, of course, our good friends over at GoDaddy. GoDaddy is the longest continuous sponsor of a podcast. They've been with me since June of 2005. Got a little bit of an update on GoDaddy as well tonight. We'll talk about that here in a moment. But first and foremost, get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And when you do so, you can pick up great deals, whether it be a 99-cent.com, whether it be 30%, yes, 30% off of new product purchases, a dollar a month economy hosting for the first 12 months with a free domain, or a dollar a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year. Again, $12 includes a free domain. The best, absolute best hosting deal you are going to find on the internet. Nothing is going to save you more money than this deal. So a dollar a month economy hosting with a free domain, dollar a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain. You know, it is already November. So it's time to think about, yes, believe it or not, holiday shopping. Why not give a domain name and a website to a family member to start to doing something creative? It's a great way. Sign up in their name, get their account set up, hand it off to them, let them be creative for years, see if they've got it in them to create something cool on something that they own This is the way to do it. Own your brand. This is what happens here. Geek News Central. This is where I have resided, where this show has resided since we've started in I started it in October of 2004. Of course, you can get a 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business plus plans as well. Again, all these codes, all these savings can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here and continued supporter of the show. So earlier in the week, what day was it? Wednesday? I had a call with the GoDaddy team. It's been a while since we have caught up and talked about how the sponsorship was going, talked about possible expansions. We're working with some of the other shows that are part of the Ohana here. So all that is forthcoming, but definitely talked about a number of things. We talked about, of course, those of you that have been around knew that we took a little traffic hit back in July. So we talked about that at length because we did see a little bit of an impact on sponsor numbers. So that is one thing we talked through. Luckily, the traffic is climbing back from that penalty period. But other than that, it was a good call. And I'm confident that GoDaddy is going to be with us for a long term. We just want to make sure that all of you are on board and making sure that you're supporting this sponsor because it's what keeps the lights on here. Keeps the family fed, keeps gas in the car, keeps me doing what I can do and some of the cool stuff that we do throughout the year. So definitely share my codes and share the link to the website with your friends, family members, people that you know. It's real simple. geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. So let me just back up a little bit here about what else this week has involved. I mean, it's be honest with you, I feel like I've been run through a ringer, and I don't know why. It hasn't been an over stressful week per se, just continuously a lot of stuff going on. We got our, and one big thing is on Tuesday. We received our, and of course, I haven't really talked about it with you too much, but we, for about 3 or 4 months, we've been going through a certification process. It's an audit of the podcast metrics at blueberry.com, and pretty extensive. The dev team has done the majority of the heavy lifting. We've had, meeting. Explanation, code review, lots of comparisons, A/B testing, you just name it. It's been extensive. But anyway, I got the preliminary draft certification document, and I'm pretty pleased with where we stand. With that, we'll be one of the, I believe, the first two companies to achieve an actual podcast measurement certification. So more on that as the time goes on, but I think it was a 6 or 7 page document that line after line after line after line that really laid out everything that we did during the certification auditing process, which again was very, very extensive. So I'm very happy about that. We have some big, and once we get the final, everything's done, signed off, stamp of approval. I'm going to be pretty jazzed in talking about that more and what that means. So what else? I have stepped up. I'm writing for a new business magazine, a podcast business magazine that's launching on the 19th. Yes, next year it'll actually be a paper magazine. Yes, those still exist, but in the initial launch here, there'll be some digital articles. But I'll have more details about that and a link to it. So that magazine launches on the 19th. What else? You got a team member that's in Harvard this week at a audio conference talking about podcasting. So Mackenzie, one of my team members, is in Harvard. So she's on the East Coast enjoying herself. Other than that, it's just been grind. grind me into the ground. And I'll be honest. I'm way off track with the gym. And I think that's part of the, I need to get back in and get hammering because I can tell when I'm not in the difference it's making in my mental and physical and everything. So this weekend, back in the gym and pushing hard. Okay, so I think I've got the administrative stuff covered here. And I want to get into the content, my stack of stuff. Kirk dug a bunch of stuff out. So just fair warning, Kirk, I had to chop. I had to chop some stuff. We'll see how it works out at the end here. But one thing that just hit me in the space today is an article that's in, of all places, PC World. And I, you know, PC World's been, you know, anything I see with them now, I really have to watch as I'm suspect of it. And it's because recently, John C. Dvorak was let go from PC World and, or was it PC Magazine? One of the two. Long story short here, replacement of articles. People writing an article, maybe not fitting exactly the criteria that the writing staff wants, and they replace it with another article similar. But this one that I found today talks about how free Wi-Fi hotspots are tracking your location even when you are not connected. Now, we all know that when we're out and about and we're not using Wi-Fi, disconnect, turn your Wi-Fi off in your mobile phone, right? But many of you have been going into cafes, McDonald's, stores, restaurants, and you have been connecting to free Wi-Fi and agreeing to terms of services that you never read. We've all done it. Every one of us has probably went into a store and now they got free Wi-Fi, a little pop-up comes up, you hit agree, boom, you're on. Well, Wi-Fi hotspots are in the hundreds of thousands of businesses and public spaces, really across the entire world. They're in shopping malls and airports and chain restaurants and cafes, and it's really easy to get online. And when you use free Wi-Fi, there's a good chance it's managed by a third-party provider, not necessarily by the business. Now, when you get, which gets you online, exchange for your valuable sign-on data. The sign-on information that hotspots require will vary, but often include your email address, phone number, maybe social media profile, other personal information. Some don't, but that really doesn't change the bigger picture here. But what might surprise many of you is that these hotspot providers are taking data collection a step further and quietly tracking you when you're on the move, even after you've left in establishments. The hotspots are part of a burgeoning business. It's called location-based Wi-Fi marketing. So PC World reviewed dozens of privacy policies, and they found that they commonly ask users to agree to location tracking when they sign on. Some phrase that tip off this practice are location data, location history, your location, device identifiers, MAC address. And they reached out to some Wi-Fi companies and only two respond, one called ZenReach and another one called Usilid. And these two companies logged locations of millions of smartphones and laptop owners who pass within range of their hotspots even when you don't sign on. So you've signed on once, they've got your MAC address, they know who you are, and is your Wi-Fi's turned on, and your Wi-Fi's touching these places, that information's being passed. Now, to give you an idea of a hotspot network scope, ZenReach, which one of the companies that responded to the inquiry, they're in Pete's Coffee, Five Guys, IHOP, KFC. Those are some of its larger clients. They're also in KFC. Oh yeah, KFC and its 4,500 locations nationwide. And you probably drive by a KFC on a daily basis if you're going to work. So just by having logged into one of these one time, they know your data, they know your information, and they know where you're going. Again, if Wi-Fi is enabled on your device, after you leave, a router running the same Wi-Fi hotspot provider can log your location when you pass in range, again, even if you don't connect. So this is critical. We must start shutting off our Wi-Fi when we leave, unless you are willing to allow to have these hotspot providers track you where you go. Google already knows. Your mobile phone providers already know. This is just one segment deeper of our digital life being tracked at really every corner. ZenReach told PC World that most of its hotspots are United States. It is also the most well-funded of the local analytics company, having raised $80 million for a $200 million valuation. Now, does that tell you what these companies are worth from a data perspective? After customers log in to the Wi-Fi network at a merchant location, we can recognize that device at any ZenReach network location to benefit users as one-click access to Wi-Fi in any of these locations. The spokesperson said that the company immediately anonymizes collected location data by depersonalizing or hashing it in non-human readable format. That said, they still process and provide identifiable data to businesses on someone's visit between various locations they own. Dun, dun, dun. So, how can you stop this? Don't use free Wi-Fi. Disable Wi-Fi when you're using it. Read the privacy policies and opt out of location tracking and delete your data. And there's some instructions on how to do this. So are Wi-Fi regulations on the horizon? Well, in the European Union, they restrict individual profile-based location tracking via Wi-Fi hotspots under GDPR. But location tracking in the United States is, there's no law. There's no rules. They can do whatever they want with this data. So just be aware, if you weren't aware already, you are now. I raised my seat a little bit, and I look like I got a big head on my system here. If you're on live with us, make sure you say hello in the chat room. We definitely want to hear from you. If you're watching, make sure you say hello on Twitter. Make sure you retweet. Over on techhive.com, there's a discussion about the next wave of cord cutting. And I tell you, it's a healthy choice. The cord cutting is refreshing. You're not getting bombarded with the NEWS from the mainstream media. You're not being subjected to commercials. It's really, really awesome. So, you know, over the past few years, cord cutting has obviously picked up the pace. And cord cutting is really growing up because now there's a lot more options for us to get content that we want via the interwebs. But it's going to speed up. A recent Piper Jaffray survey found that Netflix and YouTube combined for 70.7% of teens' video viewing, while cable has fallen to 16.4%. 41% of consumers aged 22 to 37 spend more time watching streaming services than cable or satellite TV. The average person's pay TV viewing is followed by 27 hours per month from 2010 to 2018, based on Nielsen data. The only age groups whose pay TV time went up are those age 50 and over. Another survey from this year by Cohen and Company found that 27% of people chose Netflix more often for watching TV versus 20% for basic cable and 17% for broadcast TV. Among 18 to 34-year-olds, Netflix share rose to 40%, with YouTube in second place. Now, TV networks are now investing in their own Netflix-like services. Disney launched ESPN Plus earlier this year. AT&T is using its acquisition of Time Warner to build its own Netflix competitor. CBS has quietly found transaction with CBS All Access. My cable company's hitting me up with an internet offering for 21 channels for $21 per month. They've sent me about 10 of these basically advertisements to my house saying, hey, we can give you 21 channels for $21 digitally, even though you've already cut the cord. Now, we're still a ways from this getting better because you can't get everything you want and you have to still take packages if you want to do like YouTube TV. But it's been pretty beautiful here. The only thing that I'm currently running is Netflix, Amazon Prime, and my daughter's paying for Hulu. That's it. That's all we got going on here. And one thing I did watch, there was something I played on the Amazon Prime where I was getting some commercials. And I'll be honest, they were actually relevant. Relevant commercials to the content, which was kind of an interesting a first for me anyway. But anyway, cord cutting continues. And I think it, as we're all well know, it will continue to grow. This is a new proposal. Senator Wyden wants to jail executives who don't protect consumer data. This proposed bill would send senior executives a negligent. The proposed bill would send senior executives at negligent companies to jail for 10 to 20 years. He released a draft of the Consumer Data Protection Act, which would create a new protections for consumers' information and strict punishments for those found to be abusing user data. The proposed bill would send senior executives again to jail for 10 to 20 years. Under the proposed law legislation, the FTC would be given a new authority to police corporations that have had their hands on a significant amount of user data that would put a much more critical eye on the tech industry. The FTC would add 175 new members to its staff to carry out enforcement and would be given the ability to penalize companies up to 4% of its revenue for its first violations. Companies would also be required to submit regular reports to the FTC to disclose any privacy lapses that have occurred. The legislation would also institute a do not track list. When a consumer joins the list, companies would be barred from sharing their data with third parties, or using it to serve up targeted advertisements. As a trade-off, companies would be given a permission to charge customers on the do not track list a fee to use their products and services to make up for lost ad revenue. Even if consumers don't choose to join the list, they would be guaranteed the ability to review information collected about them, see what has been shared with or sold to and challenge any inaccuracies. And this proposal would mark a major change in how companies handle consumer data and offer real consequences for those who fail. Turning into law will likely, though, present a major challenge. While consumer advocates and privacy-minded companies like DuckDuckGo have lent their support, companies with a massive amount of user data and equally big lobbying budgets are likely to push back against it. Yeah, they're going to be in there with their millions of dollars and a lobbyist saying no, 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 no. So what do you think about this proposal that's being put forth by Senator Wyden? Do you think it's a good one? Geeknews@gmail.com. Many years ago, we talked on this show about how U.S. jet aircraft engine manufacturers were moving manufacturing facilities to China, Westinghouse being one of them. And I told you, this is nothing but a way for them to steal IP. The Justice Department has charged 10 Chinese nationals, two of which are intelligence officers, of hacking into and stealing intellectual property from a pair of unnamed U.S. and French companies between January 2015 and May of 2015. The hackers were after a type of turbofan a large commercial airline engine for a large commercial airline engine to either circumvent its own development costs or avoid having to buy it. According to the complaint by the Department of Justice, a Chinese aerospace manufacturer was simultaneously working on making a comparable engine. The hack affected an unnamed aerospace company located in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Oregon. These hackers use a combination of phishing schemes, malware, domain hijacking, and using the company's own website as a watering hole, stealing visitor information, and infiltrating their computers. Wow. State-sponsored hacking is a direct threat to our national security. The concentrated effort to steal rather than simply purchase commercially available products should offend every company. They don't make anything. They copy everything. They steal everything. When are people going to wake up to this? Everyone's mad about these trade sanctions, about this trade war that's going on, right? All they want to do is complain about it. Yet, day after day, week after week, week after week, we continue to hear about Chinese going after the intellectual property of companies in this country and abroad for the sole purpose of stealing the information so that they copy it so they don't have to do their own work. They are the masters of intellectual property theft and duplicating what they steal. At what point do we step up the punishment? This has to halt. This has to stop. Drives me crazy, to be quite frank. What do you think? What's your commentary? Love to hear your input on this. geeknews@gmail.com. Well, Apple had an event, a little underwhelming, people a little surprised. A Mac Mini Pro looks kind of cool. I don't need another Mac Mini at this time. The one that I replaced is doing fine, and the one that is still a little older is just as healthy. But some new iPads. The new iPad Pro, believe it or not, has comparable performance to a 2018-15 inch MacBook Pro in benchmarks. That to me shocks me a little bit here. It's got an A12X chip in it, single core score of 5,025 with a multi-core score of 18,106. The 2018-15 MacBook Pro, around 21,000 multi-core score and 4,928 single core score. That's on the lowest version. This is amazing that this iPad Pro potentially can equal the processing power of a 2018-15-inch MacBook Pro. And boy, oh boy, they are talking all about the MacBook Air as well that was announced. How the new MacBook Air threatens both the MacBook and MacBook Pro. Largely, it threatens the lowest-end MacBook and the lowest-end MacBook Pro. Because it's better than both of them. So if you're confused on what to buy and you were thinking about buying the low-end MacBook Pro, hold up. You may want to buy the MacBook Air. Or if you're going to buy a MacBook, actually one of the top MacBooks, then you might want to buy the MacBook Air. This is an article you're going to want to review if you're in the market and thinking about this, all right? But what we did not see from the announcements, of course, was any iMac updates, which I think surprised a lot of people. Although Apple has come right off here with the fourth quarter finance reports. Revenue's up 20% and earnings per share is up 41% to new September quarter records. The company posted quarter revenue of $62.9 billion, an increase of 20%. And earnings per share of $2.91, up 41% Service revenue reached an all-time high of $10 billion, excluding a one-time favorable adjustment of $640 million recognized in the fourth quarter. Service revenue grew from $7.9 billion in the fourth quarter of fiscal 2017 to $10 billion. So here's the next thing. They said that they are no longer going to report total number of iPhones, Apple Watches, and iPads sold. They're not going to give the number anymore. Although they were hit a little bit because they a little bit underperformed, saying that going into 2019, their projections were a little bit lower. But this company did $62.9 billion in revenue in a single quarter. With operating expenses between $8.7 and $8.8 billion. Think about that profit margin. And they're going to give it a cash dividend of 73 cents per share on November 15th. Bada bing, bada boom. And again, they will no longer reveal how many iPhones, iPads, and Macs it sells. They're not going to talk about it. They're just going to lump them together. And that announcement alone caused a 7% decrease after earnings, or after the 7% tumble in the stock price. It'll be back. So they're below $1 trillion in market cap right now for a few hours. Oh, man. That's amazing, isn't it? All right, Black Friday. More Black Friday stuff. Yes, tis the season. Black Friday TV deals, the best and the cheapest. So I've got a link here to all the best Black Friday television sales. And even stuff from Dell, from Costco, Sam's. So this stuff is all starting to come out now. Stuff from Target as well. Of course, again, these are very limited quantity doorbuster type deals. $349 for TCL Roku TV, 55 inch. Probably have three of them in every Target. You have to sit in line for 2 weeks to get one. On top of that, Newsweek is reporting Black Friday PS4 deals. 1 terabyte PS4 Slim Spider-Man bundle confirmed. So if you haven't bought a PS4 yet, there's, again, some amazing deals here. $199, Target. All right. So, again, these are some deals that are coming out. We'll see more of these as they're being released. Get your credit cards ready. Hey, YouTube's push to counter toxic videos. They're working with a bunch of what they're calling good creators. And I kind of like the screen they put together. These are obviously folks that are... It appears, anyway, folks that are from locations outside the United States. And it is actually some stories from folks from Indonesia. Where else? Immigrant stories. Czechoslovakia, Russia, where else? So anyway, they're promoting diversity at YouTube. And again, they're pushing to counter toxic videos with what they're calling good creators. And this is a story that's over on Wired, and I'll have the link up in the show notes for you on that. It's being reported that Verizon, AT&T, Mobile will not support eSIM until very late this year. So it's still coming this year. So that's good news. We're going to be able to get eSIM soon. And of course, the iOS 12.1 update brought digital eSIM support to iPhone XS, XS Max, and XR. My mom got an XR, by the way. And I was talking to her on the phone today about it. And she said she loves it. And she'd seen my XS Max already and played with it. And we talked a little bit about her going with the XR, and they did. And I didn't ask her what color she got. I should have asked that. But so far, so good. She says she loves it, but she's only had it a couple of days. So we'll see how it goes here in a few days. But anyway, yes, this eSIM is coming later. I keep an eye out on that. for those of you that are curious about it. Now, Apple pulled the 5.1 update for the Apple Watch because it was bricking some Apple Watches. We talked about that. And I think what's going to happen is on daylight when some of you that have the new Apple Watch on the switchover for daylight savings time may have problems for 24 hours. Just be aware of that, okay? But Apple's pulled this update, and it's asked anyone that had an Apple Watch brick from the update to please bring it into the Apple Store so they can get you fixed up. Twitter is making some changes. They're making it easier to toggle between latest and top tweets. So you can actually switch. They've added begin testing a feature that will give you a shortcut to quickly switch between. According announcing being in the trial, this says small number of users should see a new button which gives FAQs access to functionality buried deep within the app settings. Company said it was working on this feature back in September. If you're included in the trial, you see a new icon on the top right of the iOS app. Tapping it will give you an option to switch to latest tweets or switch to top tweets, allowing you to see timeline organized in chronological order or by Twitter's logo. All right. Zuckerberg has been summoned. He's got a joint summons from the UK and Canadian parliaments. Two separate parliamentary committees in the UK and Canada have issued an unprecedented international joint summit to appear for Mark Zuckerberg to appear before them. The committees are investigating the impact of online disinformation on democratic processes and want Zuckerberg to answer questions related to Cambridge Analytica. More broadly, they are also seeking greater detail about Facebook's digital policies and information governance, not least in light of fresh data breaches as they continue to investigate the democratic impacts and economic incentives related to the spread of online disinformation via social media platforms. So, will he go? They want him to be there on November 27th. What day is Thanksgiving? I mean, look at the calendar. So they want Mark to load up a few days after our Thanksgiving holiday. I bet he won't go. I doubt he will go. We will see. Did they respond? Well, we'll keep an eye on this and see if Zuck replies that he will go to the hearings on the 27th. I don't know if we have any listeners in Norway, but if we do, robots are going to be delivering your mail in Norway. They move at a terrifying speed of 6 kilometers per hour. And when you think about robots stealing jobs, you think about AI, about new technology. But this robot rolls around, and in a Norwegian postal service, Posten has just signed a partnership with San Francisco-based Buddy Mobility to provide a robot that literally delivers your mail. And it's actually a moving post office box with wheels. So it'll deliver up to 100 parcels per day. But they don't have to pay anyone to do that. Now, the robots won't directly deliver mail. It will instead send you a receipt, a notification through an app. You can walk up to pick up your mail, and the Posten robot will be on its merry way. So, yeah, you just have to go up to it, and it opens up a little bin and lets you pull your package out of the carrier. Amazon's going to open a second 4-star store, bringing it to the Denver area. The store, which opens Thursday, includes stuff that's 4-star and above, which are top sellers and are new and trending on Amazon website. So this is pretty cool. I haven't heard about this. I don't think this is the first one, but I guess they already have one in Manhattan and they have one in Berkeley. And this one's going to open just south of Denver. So that's kind of cool. For now, there are 20 Amazon bookstores, 6 Amazon Go convenience stores, 80 Amazon pop-up mall kiosks, and 2 Amazon Fresh pickup locations. And of course, Whole Foods. So you can go in and buy stuff at a brick and mortar. Well, you know, they run all the brick and mortar out of business. So now the brick and mortar stuff is that rental's cheap. So they're coming in and getting it at bottom dollar. They don't have to compete against themselves. They sell it at cost. So maybe Amazon will now be the end stores. And maybe Amazon will be replacing Sears. Wouldn't that be ironic? T-Mobile offers free line with your phone plan. This is pretty cool. So if you have a one base unlimited plan, you're going to get a free line. How does this work? I'm just looking here how this. Do you get another phone or how does this work? So if you're on a one base unlimited plan and you need another line, call your friends at T-Mobile and they'll give you the rundown here. All right. Spotify has returned to the Roku players and TVs, and it took 10 months. So Spotify's new Roku app is now rolling out to players and TVs. User will be able to launch Spotify and navigate the channel using a Roku remote or via Spotify Connect, which controls the Roku channel using a laptop. Remember, you can listen to Geek News Central on Spotify. So for those of you that have this loaded, go find the show. Send me a screenshot. I think I'll be doing the same thing. Google Express flash sale. Save 20% on AirPods, MacBooks, and Nintendo Switch and more. They've got a bunch of deals going on right now. Forget Black Friday or Cyber Monday. Google Express has a deal. If you use the promo code WISH20, you can save a bunch of money. What is Google Express? Let me click on this. Have I been like living under a tree? I was not at all familiar with Google Express. They have electronics, home and garden, health and beauty, grocery, household supplies, baby and kids, home improvement tools, free delivery. Wow. Did you all know this? I did not know. I'll be honest with you. I did not know this existed. Express.google.com. How did I not know this? Did you guys know that? Did you know they were competing with Amazon and stuff? I'm scratching my chin here a little. Let's see. Let's look at the electronics. What have they got? What kind of stuff? Regular headphones, regular printers, Logitech stuff, GoPros, Sony headphones. So it's all brand name stuff. Express.google.com. Please tell me I'm not the only one that didn't know this. Did you hear this new thing too? And I don't have it in the show tonight. I tweeted about it. Google is doing a data sharing deal with iRobot. Specifically Roomba room data. Supposedly this is going to help Google make homes smarter. But what this means is the data that Roomba is collecting as it's driving around my house is going to tell Google the density of my furniture, my house layout. It's going to give Google an indication the type of chairs I have. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that can be deranged from looking at a robot that is rolled around and bumped into every wall, every piece of gear that you have in the layout. And they can just about say, oh yeah, there's a TV stand there, lazy boy there, couch there, there's a bed here, dresser there. Oh, maybe they need to have another dresser. Target you with a dresser advertisement. It's a little unnerving, to be frank, that Roomba iRobot is sharing that data with Google. And I am sure when I signed up to use my Roomba, I'm sure I gave iRobot all the permission in the world to sell my household map data to Google. What can we do? They did it. Does it weird you out as it weirds me out? Amazing. If you haven't cut the cord and you're still with Dish, well, Dish customers have lost HBO in an ongoing distribution dispute. Of course, what that means is HBO wants more money. More money. So until they get more money, Dish customers won't have HBO. Verizon said they will not accelerate 5G rollout despite FCC fee reduction. And this is a little bit of a hit piece. People are saying, oh, the FCC said they're going to reduce local municipality fees for 5G rollout, and that's going to cause the companies to spend more money. With net neutrality off, they have more investment, blah, blah, blah. Well, no more increased investment. Verizon says we're not accelerating 5G. We're staying with our current plan. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Apple supposedly is going to be launching a pilot program to repair devices as old as the iPhone 4S. Huh. Okay. You're going to list run an operating system that actually run on the stupid thing? That's the question. So we'll see if they actually start offering to repair older iPhones. Also, coming in 2019, supposedly is a new Face ID system that's going to allow you to add a second face to your phone. So if you and your wife want to be able to unlock your phone, you'll be able to do that. And of course, lots of speculation of what is yet to come as well. Of course, all over the world today, Google employees walked out around the... They basically walked out today to protest sexual misconduct. And with that, come up with a list of demands that they're going to make to the company. They had walkouts in Singapore, Japan, Israel, Switzerland, Germany, the UK, Ireland, and of course, the United States. And so they all, I don't know how long they stood outside their offices, but they had some speeches they read. And they have some demands. An end to forced arbitration in case of harassment and discrimination, a commitment to end pay and opportunity inequity. Did I even say that right? A public disclosed sexual harassment transparency report, a clear, uniform, global, inclusive process for reporting sexual misconduct safety and safely and anonymously. Elevate the chief diversity officer to answer directly to the CEO and make recommendations directly from the board of directors, in addition to appoint an employee representative to the board. This is what's in BuzzFeed News. Link will be up in the show notes. Do you have AAA? AAA and Lyft are teaming up to get rid of the dreaded courtesy shuttle. A new initiative is AAA scheduling Lyft rides to and from select AAA repair centers for customers. So if you drop your car off and it's going to be in a AAA rated repair shop, they're going to be able to get a lift to take you to where you need to go. The program is currently active in Maryland and select cities in Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia, not around the country yet. So anyway, this is the test for Lyft. Uber is also offering free college to its top drivers. As you expect, there are certain conditions that must be met. So the free tuition applies only to the cost of online classes taken through Arizona State. While the offering can be transferred to a family member, spouse, domestic partner, child, sibling, parent, legal guardian, or dependent, the ride-sharing company will only cover the cost for one person. Drivers can get 5% cash back on gas purchases as long as they use Uber's Visa debit card. Uber offers 25% off on car maintenance. Why does that have to do with anything with going to college? The offer won't be available to all drivers who get into Uber Pro. Drivers accumulate points by completing trips, and those points can be redeemed for certain offers. In order to be eligible for Uber Pro in the first place, drivers will have to maintain a customer rating of 4.85 and above. If they drop below the threshold, they'll have a chance to raise their score back up before being booted. Falling below 4.75 will disqualify them entirely for the program. Uber Pro is launching first in Seattle, Chicago, New Orleans, New Jersey, Orlando, Tampa, Phoenix, and Denver. So Arizona State, Uber drivers can go to school. I think most Uber drivers are already going to school or finished school. Most of them are doing it for additional money. Over in Uber Gizmo, New York has issued its first license for a Bitcoin ATM. Wow. This will enable residents to get Bitcoin or sell them for cash at kiosks that look like ATMs using their smartphones. The license has been awarded to CoinSource. The Bitcoin ATM operator already has around 40 kiosks up and running in the state with a provincial license. You guys have seen these Bitcoin ATMs. They're all over Las Vegas. I've seen them quite a bit. Do you have a lot of data on Flickr? Flickr is going to end its 1 terabyte of free storage and limit free users to 1,000 photos. Wow. I guess I better go over there and start pulling my stuff off Flickr. Of course, I haven't had a lot on there in a long time, but I bet I have more than 1,000 pictures. That's where we used to put all the tech podcast stuff. I'm not going to be going over there and paying them as well. $49.99 per year for Flickr Pro. Really? And another one that just shakes my head. Apple's thinking about investing in iHeartRadio. They definitely have enough cash. Of course, iHeart is in a spot. It has $20 billion in debt and has filed for bankruptcy protection. The company has been, well, they have a payment coming up. They have to raise some money here. So I'm sure Apple's trying to leverage as much as they can out of them. Not a fan of iHeart at all. Those of you that are Mac users, you can access 100 premium Mac apps on demand for $69 with a company called SetApp. So I have that link up in the show notes. You can check that out. Again, 100 premium Mac apps for $69. If you're looking for a gaming tablet for somebody for Christmas, the 5 best gaming tablets under $200 and $100 and more. So link will be up in the show notes on that. You know, when you hear gaming and tablets and under $100 or under $200, it makes you go, just a little bit, but they're out there. So link could be up in the show notes. Some gaming news. Fortnite has been installed on nearly half of all Nintendo Switch systems, and Fortnite seems to be very, very popular. Super Mario Run has been downloaded nearly 300 million times. That is crazy. It's, if you think about that, 300 million times. According to Nintendo, it's been almost 2 years since the release of Super Mario Run, but the number of downloads still continues to grow, and the application is now installed on nearly 300 million devices around the world. That's impressive. Really, really impressive. And it's $10 to unlock everything. Think about those bananas. Nintendo's continued to maintain its 3DS lineup. So when Nintendo Switch is officially revealed, where the console was positioned as a console that could be used for home gaming, many were wondering what this meant for Nintendo 3DS. Would it eventually be discontinued? But no, it is still being continued and being maintained. And so those of you that have one can be reassured it's good for now. And also, if you're looking for some repair kits for smartphones, there's an $8 Amazon basic repair kit available. Holy crap. What's wrong with me tonight? I'm slurring my words. My apologies. All right, let's wrap this thing up. Tell you, it's been a long week, folks. Straight up. Let me check email first, see if we've got any that have come in. Bada bing, bada boom. Got to find the right email account. Not that one. Yes, this one. GNC comments. Bada bing, bada boom. Nope, nothing new. All right. Oh, we're doing okay on time. Actually, a little quicker than I thought we got through. We're at 54 minutes, so maybe I shouldn't have deleted as many. But I think we're finding a new battle rhythm for the show, yeah? Show used to be like 70 minutes hardcore. And lately I've been 55, 56, 57 minutes. So, I don't know. Is it because of me talking too fast or what? Or getting into the content earlier? I'll let you guys decide. All right. Hey, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the family. Geeknews@gmail.com. Don't forget about our sponsor. Geeknewscenter.com/GoDaddy. And definitely share my codes. Share my website with your friends, family members, the people that you know. It's been my pleasure bringing the show. I'll be back here on Monday. If you want to watch something cool, hang out with me tomorrow. Basically for the new media show. We start at 9 a.m. Pacific and should be a good one. Lots to talk about on the new media show. If you're interested in the podcasting space, it's where I spend an hour and a half with Rob Greenlee. Of course, ProGear.Guru. Don't forget about Kirk's new show, GNC Week in Review at GNCWeekly.com. All that is linked at the top of GeekNewsCentral.com on the website. Get subscribed to a show. And we'll see how he cranks this one out. I know he's got a plan on what he's putting out. So we look forward to it. Hey, everyone, we'll see you next time, everyone. Thanks for being here. We'll take care. See you next time. Aloha.